Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive, a cup of Super Bowl. Our biggest charity week of the year is next week. You come out, you bring some canned goods or some dry goods for the Maryland Food Bank and for local pantries, and we will feed you with a cup of Super Bowl. We start on Monday. It's at Costas. It's all brought to you by friends at the Maryland Lottery. I rub the magic eight ball. And we used to go to the real Super Bowl and see cool dudes like this one here and sit around. But this is even better on Zoom because Merrill Hodge is going to be showing me food and ordering food and doing food. Even though he's a Steeler, we welcome him on, not too much, once or twice a year for all of you guys. I was going to bring my little terrible towel in here and do all of that because I might need that to clean up because you're always feeding me when you're on the show, Hodgie.
Well, my good brother, we're not going to only feed you. We're going to give you things you can drink with, decorate yourself in Raven stuff too, by the way. It doesn't have to be Steeler stuff. And obviously, you got to see it, right? So I'm going to get to it real quick and then we'll get to football.
Are
The
those
LG.
tots or are those nachos? What's you got things going on there, man?
Oh,
Make me
we
hungry.
got everything. We got Farm Rich, which we'll get to in a second, but we got, you name it, we got it.
Well, what's
All the
going
food
on here? You got a
staples.
whole setup. It's Super Bowl week, man cave, food. I'm all looking for a new idea now that I'm homebound watching the game, man.
All right. Well, look here, I'll give you four ideas, okay? Let's start with, you got to see the game, right? LG's OLED Evo G4 Super Bowl in your living room. That bad boy right there. I could leave it right there, but that is a 55-inch screen that comes up to 65. Well, that's a 65, it comes to 55 and a 97-inch. 8.3 million self-lit pixels, luminous color, powered by Brightness Boost Max technology. And like I said, available in the 55-inch, this is 65 and a 97-inch. Dolby
97?
Atmos,
97.
97-inch. That's right, my good brother.
They have
And
a wall for
Dolby
that.
Atmos sound. Basically, an incredible Super Bowl experience for a fraction of the price, right? Ultimate snacks, you talked about that for the big game. That's Farm Rich. Number one best-selling mozzarella sticks, jalapeno peppers, spinach, artichoke dip bites, and so much more. Football fans, visit farmrich.com to score deals on all kinds of frozen snacks.
And
Now,
those are tots. I see them. They're
there we go.
tots.
Yeah,
There
you
you
got
go.
tots. Now, this is a big deal. If there's a pick six, and I know neither team wants a pick six, but if there is, Farm Rich fans, you'll have a chance to win your own pick six, this pick six box. There'll be six free product coupons, limited edition merch. Just go to visit at Farm Rich Snacks for details. All right, everybody has to have some drinks, right? So this right here, Pinter. Pinter is innovative and it can brew and draft machine. So it's incredible. It's the first in the world to craft 12 pints of freshly made beer or
Oh, it
cider.
makes beer?
Beer or cider in 7 days. All right, you'll get these mixed ingredients, put it with water, you leave it to brew, refrigerate, and enjoy. And it's only $49 at pinter.com/game. And you get two free Pinter packs, a free tasting glass, and free shipping when you subscribe, but order today. And then, okay, now I know this is not your favorite color, but Cricut Joy, this little machine right here, and I say little because it's only like 12 inches, it can go anywhere. Made this 50 plus materials, vinyl, cardstock, iron-ons, you name it. It's 12 inches. Cricut Joy Extra prepares you for the game by crafting and customizing, team logos, name decals, koozies, spirit banners. You'll be the MVP of the party, my brother, with all of this stuff right here.
Well, I see the beer in the middle, and right before we shot this, it's nice. It's really early on the set. I don't want to get that beer too warm, so make sure we can enjoy that. For you in the game, you're wearing this Pittsburgh thing. We're here in Baltimore. There's something about being left out when you don't win, and we're
Yeah.
all getting a little tired of the Mahomes thing here, but the best team, right? I mean, and you played on some good teams. We've all witnessed some great teams. What we're seeing here on the aftermath of Tom Brady on the field is just otherworldly what the Chiefs are doing right now.
Well, there's no doubt about that. Everybody always asks me, like, who's going to win? At the beginning of the year, people are asking me that right now. And I go, the best team is going to win on Sunday. The best teams win championships. Teams win championships. It's not the best quarterback. Patrick Mahomes is obviously an excellent quarterback. That's part of the equation. But if you look at their history when they won Super Bowls, they won AFC Championship games, almost every time, like Chris Jones, who's their defensive, I mean, juggernaut, but their defense has always done something that gives their offense a chance to win it, or their special teams plays a role. So there's three phases to a team. And they all do their job in the process of being successful and winning. And here's what they do as a team, probably better than anybody to this point. They just make very few mistakes. They just limit their mistakes. They force you into mistakes. And that's why teams win championships. Patrick Mahomes at times has not had his very best. Now, he's made plays when it does come down to him, but oftentimes, like I mentioned, the defense and Chris Jones has created plays for him to do his part, and he complements that. So I go back to teams win championships, but they're playing another good team. Philly's no joke. They got they corrected their mistake from 2 years ago when they were in the Super Bowl against the Chiefs. They got away from their running game. They brought Saquon Barkley in to complete that offense, and that is one of the most important aspects in winning games consistently. You guys know it in Baltimore. You guys run the ball as good as anybody, and that's what keeps you in each and every game. And it will keep Philly in this game, and it may be the difference in helping them win the game.
Just here, he's got big screen TVs, big snacks, big things going on. We got the big game this week. Another reminder as well, we had Jamal Lewis here. They're throwing the big party down at the stadium. We got things happening around here despite not being in the game. Merrill, on the back end of when you lose and you could win or you're expected to win and you make mistakes, drop the ball, fumble the ball, whatever, miss a kick, whatever the things that could knock you out. The Ravens were good enough to be in this game. They were constructed. They stayed healthy. They did a lot of the right things, but playing on the road, losing games they shouldn't have lost earlier in the year, leading the world in penalties, and then making what you said, the critical mistake. That's the reason they're not playing. It's not because the offense wasn't good enough or Derrick
No.
Henry. The mistakes this time of year, they'll get you blown up.
Well, I really felt that the Ravens were probably the best team, but let's go to the two things that are most critical in the NFL to win consistently. And this is true. It's been true in the history of the game. When I came in the league, I played for two of the greatest coaches in NFL history, Chuck Noll, Bill Cowher. It was talked about then. I've worked with some of the greatest minds and coaches in football, Bill Parcells, Bill Polian, GM, Tony Dungy, Marty Schottenheimer, Jon Gruden. I could go on and on and on. And it comes down to these two things, which actually the Ravens really do a good job. They didn't do one of these things very well in the game against Buffalo, and that's why they're probably not in the Super Bowl. They control the tempo of the game, which is how they run the football. So that controls the tempo game. They dictate to defenses, they control the environment. But the thing that they didn't do in the Buffalo game, which is the other aspect you got to do consistently, you just can't turn it over. You can't turn the football over when you do that. I don't care how good your team is. If you turn it over a couple times and your opponent doesn't in the NFL, it's so equally matched. That could and probably will be the difference in the game. And it's one of those games where they just didn't do that complement. They did a great job of the ground game. I thought they did a good. Bills were trying to do the same thing. So they're both trying to control the tempo of the game. It just came down to which team would not make a mistake and come down to turnovers and a missed opportunity, obviously. And then listen, the catch or the drop, I should say, that only gave you a chance to tie it. People act like you'd have won it. That just gives you a chance to go into some extended play. It didn't mean you were going to win it. So it was all of those other things that led up to you being in that position that the Ravens usually did not put themselves in, that they put themselves in that particular game, unfortunately.
Just here talking tailgating, talking food, talking hanging out at the house, and talking eating. I guess it's tailgating if you're outside somewhere in nice places. They're doing indoor tailgating around here. You're an old school guy. Some people don't remember you running the ball, but I remember you running the ball. And I had your buddy Greg Cosell on this week as well,
Okay.
talking about the long history of matchup and all the things you've done. But running the ball, pounding the ball, the Ravens offense. Run me through your mindset from where Lamar was in 18 to where he is now, and the compliment of finally having a factor back that you've talked about all your life.
Yeah, well, I will tell you this. First of all, they probably use Lamar's skill set as good as any particular quarterback. And the guy he gets compared to a lot, which is Michael Vick. Okay, Vic's speed, Lamar's speed is just speed you just very seldom see. It's rare. I mean, and when you think about the history of quarterbacks, those are probably the only two that's going to pop up, as far as just rare speed. Can they transition what they did with their legs or do with their legs into their arm? And usually you have to get away from what you do with your legs and put it more into your arm. And I thought they've done a great job of building and developing both. Not taking away his legs, actually maximizing how they go about running. And Lamar, to his credit, he came out of Louisville. One of his real struggles was just really understanding the type of defenses that were played in the National Football League, how they change up and being able to progression, read deep into a progression. Initially in his career, it was an either or, you know, and he was like that for quite a bit, quite a while. And he's gotten better at going either or and deeper into the progression if you don't get pressure on him. Now, the one thing I will say right off the bat, watching all, and I study all the leagues, so this isn't like, you know, a few teams in the league I watch, you know, what they did up front, that offensive line gave him as much time or more time than a lot of quarterbacks got, but he took advantage of that. I think he wounded people with his arm. The combination of his arm and legs has just gotten better. It is a daunting task for a defense. Doesn't matter how good your defense is, when you got to deal with him, and then the power of Derrick Henry, the force that he runs with, he doesn't look like he's slowing down at all. And the way they go about the designing of their offense, you know, and the complement that they have in the running game is just not Derrick Henry. You got Derrick Henry with power and speed, but then you put in other players that are so dynamic and they're quick and they're the complete opposite. So, listen, they got enough people, and these people are young enough that you still got a chance. You know, you're still going to be one of the best teams in football next year.
Look at that. We're out of time. I don't have any time to talk about the Steelers. Merrill Hodge is here. He is here on behalf of. Run through it again. LG. Go through the food. All the
Well, here we
sponsorship.
go. We got LG.com for your TV, FarmRich.com for your food, Pinter.com/ for your beer and your anything you want to brew, and Cricket.com right here for making stuff. And you're going to be good to go.
Pinter. Making beer. You're always up to something.
And
Merrill
cider,
Hodge,
baby.
the factor back, the original matchup guy joining us here. My thanks to everybody for making that happen. And Lori out there, not Super Bowl week here, but a cup of Super Bowl, doing it for charity and community all next week. All of it brought to you by Wise Markets and the Maryland Lottery. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking Baltimore positive.